This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to a story that I think impacts a lot of people who have gotten used to being able to go to Singapore to work, really, because the Singapore government has announced that it is extending their quarantine period from 14 to 21 days, and that starts today. So this impacts travellers from foreign countries who must be quarantined for 3 weeks in special facilities that are prepared by the government. The only exemption to that are those coming from Australia, Brunei, mainland China, New Zealand, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau. Now, those countries should give you an indication for the reasoning behind this ruling. Basically, Singapore says it's to battle this flare-up in cases that that is related to a large public hospital and to reduce infection spillover from new variants of the virus. This currently puts Singapore as one of the countries with the longest quarantine periods. Hong Kong also has a 21-day quarantine period. Now, looking at how this impacts people here in Malaysia, we're talking about workers who have been stuck here since last year, right? Because the pandemic has actually made it very difficult for those who are employed in Singapore, those who do business in Singapore, to be able to go over or to go back and forth. And now the cost of quarantine, because that's something that we'd have to take on ourselves, costs more than 3,300 Singapore dollars, or nearly 10,000 ringgit. That's for the full 21 days. So this is particularly hard for Malaysians who are coming back to Johor using special travel arrangements, such as that periodic commuting arrangement or PCA, because they'll have to pay that upfront before leaving Singapore. So this has caused a lot of irritation and anger and a lot of disappointment from people from Malaysians who work in the Republic. And this includes, you know, people who are lorry drivers, hundreds of them who supply goods and food and groceries. This involves many people who are asking questions about people like lorry drivers who drive back and forth every day with no challenges and not having to go through that quarantine period. So they're asking why this blanket rule has been imposed when they're in the midst of negotiating border reopening related matters with Johor. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, the challenges of people who need to cross the border into Singapore and how this 21-day quarantine period will impact them in terms of many ways, really, financially, time, and the effort that is required now to be able to make that journey that previously just used to be very simple. And we'd like to hear from you. Share your thoughts with us on Singapore's newly imposed 21-day quarantine period for travellers. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we're now joined by Aarthi Arumugam, who is the president of the Malaysian Association in Singapore. Aarthi, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Pleasure's all mine.
Let's start with the reactions towards this quarantine extension, right? What have been some of the responses?
Well, I think it's exasperation and frustration, mainly because it's this yardstick keeps moving, right? When are we ever going to, you know, come to the end of the pandemic? When are we ever going to be able to cross without having to deal with, you know, the stops and starts and stuff like that? So it's just frustration more than anything else.
Who will this new ruling impact the most?
So mainly those who once upon a time used to commute into Singapore from JB mainly on a daily basis or monthly for work to be with immediate family. As you know, Singapore and JB, they're almost an extension of each other, even though there is a border in the middle. So everyone from work permit holders to PRs. And of course, you know, there are also several Singaporeans who live in JB as well. So they are also affected by this new ruling.
Now, one of the things that people have pointed out is the periodic commuting arrangement, right, or the PCA. And that allows workers to enter Malaysia with only 2 days of quarantine in comparison to the others who undergo 10 days quarantine. What are your thoughts on this arrangement?
Okay, so the PCA, I mean, this is the PCA has been in place for a while now already, so it's not new to us. And it was introduced specifically for this purpose. It was introduced mainly to make it easier for those workers who are normally commuted to be able to go back to JB after they'd been in Singapore for 1 month without having to do that, you know, long quarantine in Malaysia, and also come back to Singapore and not have to do that long quarantine in Singapore. However, because of the rise in the number of cases in Malaysia, the quarantine in Singapore is now has now been reinstated, whether you're on PCA or not. So getting the PCA is only beneficial if you're going into Malaysia. But when you're coming back into Singapore, you're still going to have to spend that, well, 14, now 21 days in quarantine. You know, so it's, I don't know. I mean, it was meant to help these guys and anyone who wanted to go across because they wanted to go regularly. I mean, you know, several of us, even PRs, go back, go home every month or so, you know. So it was meant to help this group of people. But obviously now, I mean, you know, it's kind of moot.
Talk to us about the financial costs that are incurred every time someone has to make that trip back and forth.
Okay, so obviously there's the travel cost. It's not just a simple flight back anymore. I've stopped looking at what flight costs anymore. So it's if you take the PCA, you have to travel by land, which means you have to cross the border either using the commuter train or you get a bus across, which is about the same price. But then if you have to go on from JB onwards to another state, then you have to make other travel plans, which are usually more expensive than we would have normally done. And now, of course, I mean, with the current MCO in place, borders are closed, right? On the quarantine side, in Singapore, because it's now 21 days, so it used to be 14 days and it used to cost about 2,000 Singaporean per person. Now with the 21 days, you're looking at least 3 to 3.5 per person per quarantine on the Singapore end. If you go in to Malaysia, if you go in by land, you only have to spend the 24 hours or the 36 days when you're waiting for the swab test results. So that's not very much. I think it works out to about 180 or 200 ringgit. But if you're doing the 7 to 10 day quarantine, that's another 2K ringgit. And I understand that even that quarantine period is changing at the moment in Malaysia. So that might go up as well. So you're looking at around, you know, 6K sing just to go back for one trip back. And forth, right? Just to go back to Malaysia, see your family. And this is, and when I say family, it's not just, you know, your parents. Some people's, you know, kids and wives are across the border and they are on their own here working. So it's not just to see extended family. It's really to see your immediate kid.
Now, to your knowledge, how much support are we seeing on this from employers?
You mean from Singapore?
Yes. I mean, largely we're talking about people who are employed in Singapore who want to go back and forth, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's a tough one because, so the guys who are, for want of a better term, the blue collar workers, so those who are earning something between 1,008 to 2,000, maybe 2002 Singaporean, they are very much dependent on this job and the employers would prefer them not to go. Many of them are given a very difficult choice to make because it's a long time away from work. And it is the employer's choice whether or not they will allow that time off. So in many cases, they have not been able to take this time off to go home. In certain roles like the F&B industry and retail industry and security industry, where you know, you've got a lot of security guards who are Malaysians, many of them have been told, if you go, you will not have a job to come back to. Obviously, within the professionals, you know, where you have your bankers, your lawyers and all of that, it's a little bit easier because, you know, working from home is a lot easier. And it's accepted that you travel and you work away from the office and it's perfectly fine. So again, I mean, it is unfortunately a class issue and a standards issue. So yeah.
Now, that Singapore-Malaysian border, right, it has the highest traffic. What are some of the SOPs that you've observed?
Okay, so I haven't been across the border yet since the lockdown on both sides. But I do know that, you know, once you get to the, and these SOPs have changed over this time, right? It's gone through so many permutations and combinations because of the different means and of the different complications that have occurred during this time. So everything from, I mean, you know, like, for example, if you travel by land, they've been doing swab tests really efficiently, and then they make you wait in a center, I believe, for about 24 to 36 hours. Once you get your results, you're released. And if your results, I mean, assuming your results are negative, your results are positive, then obviously you're taken to a center where you have to stay for the stipulated quarantine period. You know, the usual social distancing measures are being practiced at the border on both sides, Singapore and Malaysia. But yeah, other than the normal, those kinds of things, there isn't anything extra.
In closing, I just wanted to ask you, Arati, what type of support do you think would be most helpful for Malaysians who have to undergo that quarantine if they have to?
It's a difficult question. I mean, obviously, excuse me. Obviously, the preferred option would be that it would be cheaper. Okay, so if we had to do the quarantine, it needs to be affordable, especially when, you know, you've got such a range of workers that we're talking about, or employees or people who work, right? So it should be cheaper. There should be a way to kind of waive some of these costs, I feel. I know initially Singapore and Malaysia were allowing SHN options so that you didn't need to quarantine in a center. You could stay at home. So maybe, I don't know, maybe if they could tighten controls around that, then maybe it might be, you know, we might be able to make it more affordable for people to do stay-at-home notices at home rather than having to pay the quarantine center prices. I guess that's probably the best I can ask for at this stage, because, you know, a free flow or a thoroughfare is just kind of out of the question at the moment.
Arati, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That was Arati Arumugam, president of the Malaysian Association in Singapore, sharing her thoughts on the newly imposed longer quarantine from Singapore. It's now 21 days, and the cost of that needs to be borne by the Malaysians crossing over into Singapore on their own, really. So share your thoughts with us on this. What are some of the difficulties that this is going to cause? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up after the 7:30 news, we'll be wrapping up the news of the week. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.